from the fourth and a half floor of the University of Winnipeg. This is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Coming up on the Children's Hour, it's the second episode of our four-part series, Communication Nation, Mother Tongues. We're going to explore the importance of our mother tongues and how it helps us understand ourselves, our communities, and our cultures better. The Kids Crew talk with author Joanna Ho, whose book Say My Name teaches us about the significance of people's names. And we visit a school in Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico, where they're teaching kids their endangered Cochiti dialect of Keres. We have a lot to learn about how we communicate. Stick with us for the Children's Hour. The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. We're a New Mexico-based nonprofit organization working with children to make the best in high-quality kids' public radio. You can learn a lot more about us at childrenshour.org.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Why didn't the teddy bear want dessert?
I don't know why.
Because he was stuffed.
It's time for the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Steve. There are many other Steves, but there is only one that is me. I am Steve. I could have been a David or a Gene, but then I wouldn't really be me. And I am Steve in the morning, Steve in the eve, Steve in the mirror looking back saying, who is me? I am Steve. Miss it, run, Stevie, do what you can, get you a house and some happiness. Go, Stevie, be the best Steve you can be. Run, Stevie, do what you can. And if it doesn't work, just try it again. But if you do it right, you'll be kicking back at night, saying, yes, I'm living the dream. I am Steve. I am Steve. I am Steve. I'm still working on myself, but Steve still needs a little help. What's it mean? And why should I get out of bed? Am I the only Steve with a voice in my head singing, run, Stevie, do what you can, get you a house and a car and some happiness. Go, Stevie, be the best Steve you can be. Run, Stevie, do what you can, and if it in the little Steve Holmes, all singing. Run, Stevie, do what you can, get you a house and a car and some happiness. Go, Stevie, be the best Steve you can be. Run, Stevie, do what you can, and if it doesn't work, just try it again. But if you do it right, you'll be kicking back at night, saying, yes, I'm living the dream. I am Steve.
I Am Steve is, hey, Steve, right here on the Children's Hour. I am Katie, and I'm here with a whole lot of great people at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Joe.
Hi, it's Jude.
Hi, it's Lucas Steve.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Well, everyone, thanks so much for being here at the Outpost on Zoom and all our listeners. Today is episode 2 of Communication Nation. It's our 4-part radio series to help us communicate and understand one another better. Today's episode is called Mother Tongues. A mother tongue refers to the language that you spoke when you were first born. And for some of us, that's more than one language in this room. And for many of us, the language that is our mother tongue is the language that we identify with the most. It almost feels like home. We're going to meet an author whose book, Say My Name, is about pronouncing a hard-to-pronounce name properly and why that matters so much. We're going to learn a lot more from Joanna Ho. We're also going to head to a place called Cochiti Pueblo in New Mexico, and there we're going to go to a school where the children are learning a language that was nearly extinct, the Caries language. We're going to learn why did that language nearly become extinct, and we're going to find out how the people in Cochiti Pueblo are saving their ancestral language. There is a lot to learn on the Children's Hour today. This entire series comes with learning guides. You can find them at childrenshour.org. Look for Communication Nation. But first, this is Vivian Fang Liu from Accents of Love, right here on the Children's Hour.
Accent of love, accent the heart, speak with authenticity, all accents are art.
One of the words that you speak, got an accent, everything you touch, it's the whole aura unique. Just got a score in the league, seen points on the screen, get my life and be in it. A couple things you gon' learn from the beginning, like learning yourself in this world that we live in, you can win it going from start to finish. Your accent is style, you in the flesh, more than the way that you dress, really the insulin that you possess. You hear the accent to people I address. Essence of you that's not gone when you left. One of a kind, speak on the chest. Accent is power you used to connect. Never, ever, ever, ever neglect.
Piece of Confucius, now you see how to do it. Forward, never looking back. Make a plan of attack. Always getting more when you giving back. Abundantly, never lacking. Living to the fullest, not a fraction. Do it on purpose, no accidents. And that's how they learn of your accent. Like,
Don't
listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today we're talking about communication. It's easy to overlook such an essential part of our lives. We humans communicate with our words, our technology, and even our bodies. This is Communication Nation, a special series from the Children's Hour where we explore various forms of communication through media, languages, and community building. This program is made possible by funding from the National Endowment for the Humanities and the United We Stand Connecting Through Culture Initiative, and by the New Mexico Humanities Council. This is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues, Part 1, What's in a Name? We all come from somewhere with our own culture, traditions, and languages. Those qualities make humans unique, but sometimes we're not so kind to people who are different from us. Sometimes specific groups of people are even targeted because of their background, including the language they speak. Discrimination affects kids and adults, and it can start with the most basic fact about us. Our names. Oftentimes, a person's name comes from their native language. And when we say it correctly, we're letting that person know that we respect their background. And we found a story that really helped us think more about why it's important to make that effort. Joanna Ho is the author of Say My Name, a story of six kids who share the beauty and power behind their names. Each character has a different heritage, from China, Tonga, Iran, the Navajo Nation, Mexico, and Ghana. She told us the story behind her book.
My mom's name is Wan Ling, W-A-N-L-I-N-G, so it's pronounced just how it's spelled, Wan Ling. But people would call my home, and they would say things like, hi, is Wing Lang there? And it didn't occur to me until much later that this was really my first experience with people who didn't even, they weren't even making an effort to read the letters of my mom's name to even make an attempt at pronouncing it correctly. I didn't at the time understand how they were erasing her identity or the meaning and the beauty and all the intentionality behind her name and all that it represents. For me, the last name Ho in English has a lot of other meanings. So middle school and high school were times when people would make a lot of jokes. I couldn't wait to change my name so that I wouldn't have to deal with people making fun of my name anymore.
So many of us know what that feels like. It can hurt when people say our names wrong or make fun of us. And sometimes we feel bad when we can't say someone else's name. It's easy to just give up or not even try at all.
I get what you mean. Like, my mom once said that first she was trying to sign me up for something important. The person on the phone kept referring to me as Thurston. And my mom was like, no, it's Thorfinn. But that person was just like, who cares?
No one really, like, pronounces my name wrong, but they pronounce my last name wrong sometimes. One time someone called me Jude Chavez.
I've heard people say Chavez, like shh, Chavez. But how do you really pronounce it, Jude?
Miss Chavez.
That's pretty different. Lucas D.
I don't feel good when somebody mispronounces my name, both first and last.
Your name is very special to you because it comes from your family. I think everyone feels that way about their names. It's part of who we are.
Our names all carry so much history and meaning, and it's one very seemingly small but really, really significant way that we can show someone else that we want to see them as full human beings and all that represents. I would also say if someone's mispronouncing your name, I would hope that you also feel comfortable telling whoever is mispronouncing your name that that's not how you say it. Because I heard someone say they felt embarrassed. Sometimes that makes us kind of go inward and just to be like, oh, let's just get out of this situation. But really, it's okay to be like, actually, no, that is not how you say my name. And like, ask them to repeat it until they say it correctly, or at least as correctly as maybe possible for them to pronounce it.
Thanks so much to our guest, Joanna Ho, for speaking with us. Here on the radio, it's so important to get people's names right. And sometimes when I see a name that's tough for me to pronounce, I go online and I put that name into a search engine with, how do I pronounce this name? And there are actually sites that will give you a pronunciation that's accurate for different words. I recommend if you have a friend with a difficult name for you that you give it a try and practice. And maybe practice not in front of the person. But the next time you see them, you'll be able to say their name properly. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and this is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues. Coming up, we'll hear a language that has been spoken in the Rio Grande Valley of New Mexico for thousands of years. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
There's something in a name that just is not the same as anybody else's name may be. Your name identifies something special in your eyes that says that you are you and I am me. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I'm asking, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I'm asking, what's your name? When I say, how are you? When I say, howdy do? I make certain that I look you in the eye and thank my lucky star that I know who you are before I turn around and say goodbye. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I'm asking, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? I'm asking, what's your name?
Allow me to introduce myself. They call me the showstopper, the dime dropper, the spin move to the left, reverse jam popper, the high flyer on the high wire, the intense rim rattling noise amplifier, the net shaker, backboard breaker, creator of the funky dunk hip shaker, the man, so slam, the legend I be. That's just a few of the names they call me.
Meri
just heard Falu here on the Children's Hour. Before that, a poem from Hip Hop Speaks to Children by Charles R. Smith Jr. Mike Soloway gave us What's Your Name? In the background, it's Poddington Bear. You're listening to the Children's Hour Communication Nation Episode 2, Mother Tongues. Soon we're going to hear a language that has been spoken where we are for thousands of years.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated. You can learn more about us and support our work at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum Hill in Santa Fe, New Mexico is where arts, culture, and nature converge. Plan your visit at museumhill.net. Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com. This is the Children's Hour, and this is Ayanna Gregory.
That's why I wrote this song. Whoa, whoa, whoa. When your family and your friends, when they don't understand, whoa, whoa, whoa. The pain that's in your heart, you try to share, but you can't.
This is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues, Part 2, Saving America's First Languages. Earlier, we spoke with Joanna Ho about how our names can showcase our native languages, but some languages are harder and harder to come by. In North America, indigenous tribes are fighting to keep their mother tongues from going extinct.
Ish oh me you she shats erwetu shusehubanuja fire.
There are 7 pueblos in the state of New Mexico that have been speaking Caries, an indigenous language. It's not spoken anywhere else on planet Earth. And each pueblo or tribal nation has a different Caries dialect. In the Cochiti community, about an hour from Albuquerque, reserving their language starts in preschool at the Caries Children's Learning Center.
Kuetsehopa hin paya kiam sirchan hapani hanasuta na wishta wa ese kukitime osuta. Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Curtis Chavez and I am from the Pueblos of Cochiti and San Felipe, and I come from the Oak Clan. The Keres values really is embedded in the culture of the community. The way that we teach the Keres language here is really based on our traditional calendars. We really develop that curriculum based on the different activities that are happening throughout the year too as well. A lot of the curriculum is developed around respect within our own community, family life, farming. We say that if our children aren't really taught the values of respect, then how do they know how to conduct themselves in our own communities?
The Keres language has been around for thousands of years, but it hasn't always been easy for Pueblo peoples to speak it. Indigenous languages have been targeted by the United States government as they have taken over land that belonged to indigenous peoples. United States leaders did not value or respect the culture or the values of the indigenous Native Americans. And so the United States government banned indigenous people from celebrating their heritage, including speaking Native languages.
A lot of the elders as well just really emphasize the need for the language in order for us to survive as indigenous people. There's indigenous languages dying every day. And so if there's that one last speaker and they were to pass on, what happens with the language? We're really striving to make our languages strong again so that our children, their grandchildren, and future generations have that language in order to be the people who we are. The indigenous people, the Cochiti people, the Pueblo people as a whole, that's who we are. We emphasize that here within the Keres Children's Learning Center. It's not only for our children here, our youth, but it's for the whole community as well. We not only have the school programming here, but we also have what we have a mentor apprentice program too. And so that's for adult learners too as well. When they go out into the community, if people are speaking to them in the Keres language too, it's just really amazing to see that conversations they're able to have within those fluent speakers.
The Keres language is unique. People use it only by speaking. It's not written down. That's called an oral language.
Nothing is in writing, and so it's all really a lot of hand movements, looking at the lips, the mouth. So a lot of the lessons plans that we have are created within our teams, such as our primary, our infant and toddler, our elementary, and our adolescents. And so we'll all develop the curriculum based on the theme for the year. We have the Indigenous Montessori Institute, and that was created specifically for our own teachers here, as there wasn't any university or college that would be able to train our own children. Yes, in the Western academic world, but not specifically about our own values within our community, the Keres language and such. So we created that specifically for our teachers. And then during the pandemic, when we were able to really go virtual, kind of grew out of that too. In the Western education world, it's always emphasized that you have to speak English in order for you to be successful. We're the opposite here within our own communities. We want our children to be proficient in our Keres language because that's who they are. This is the environment where they're at. Not all our children are going to go on to higher education. Some of them want to stay here in the community and give their full selves to the community to help support this community, because without people being here, we wouldn't have what we have here today as well. So I just really emphasize that in revitalizing or just keeping the language going, that you have to do it. You have to want to do it too as well.
That's Dr. Curtis Chavez from the Keres Children's Learning Center in Cochiti, Pueblo, New Mexico. We've got more on this very special school in our next segment of Mother Tongues.
In California, there are in excess of 250 languages, 250 distinct cultures and communities, Becoming familiar with these nations, these peoples, is so very important.
Kushmiwok.
Bay Miwok.
Karkin. Chechenyo.
Tamian.
Ramatush.
Asawaswa.
Hootsin.
Ramsian.
Chalon.
Salini.
Yokut.
Esalen.
Those are just a few of what we recognize Central Coastal California, Bay Area.
You are powerful.
You are brave.
You're brilliant.
You believe me.
You ask questions.
You listen.
You accept me.
You stand up for people who don't look like you.
You make new friends.
You show us that we are still changing.
You are legacy.
There's only one you.
You are the love.
You are the love.
Yes, oh,
you're hearing the Pueblo Corn Dance. It's being performed by Shekyam Lewis. He is of Cochiti, Santa Ana, and Acoma descent. And he told me that he struggled to find any music sung in his native language, Keres. So he recorded this song. This is sung in Keres, and there's actually one Toa word in here. The word that's used in this song that's Toa is one that he replaced intentionally to speak to his Toa-speaking relatives, and the word that is in Toa that is in this song is the word for Cochiti Pueblo. And we're going to go back to Cochiti Pueblo to meet more kids who are reclaiming their ancestral language and learning Keres at school. Long before people from other continents came to the Americas, the communities already living here spoke many different languages. Each language was as unique and special as the group who spoke it, filled with its own sounds and words. For example, the Navajo language is spoken by the Navajo people, who call themselves Diné, in what is now southwestern United States near where the Children's Hour is. Further north, the Cree language is one of the most widely used indigenous languages in Canada. Imagine a place where hundreds of unique languages were being spoken, each telling its own stories and sharing its own traditions. Some of these languages are still spoken today, but others have been lost completely. And that was part of a systemic educational policy that actually punished Native kids for speaking any language but English. That went on over many generations, and some languages were lost forever. But today we understand that Indigenous languages are an important part of our collective American history, because not only do they help us understand our rich cultures and the knowledge of the first people living in the Americas, but they also teach us about diversity and the ways these communities have lived and celebrated and understood the world around them for thousands of years. Many of the words we know, in English and in Spanish, come from indigenous languages. For example, the Kalingo or Arawak people of the Caribbean build boats called canoa, which was adapted by the Spanish and English into canoa and canoe. The word moose is from the Algonquin language, spoken by people in northeastern parts of the North American continent. A moose is a large animal with big antlers if you've never seen one before. Finally, the word hurricane comes from the Taino people. They lived in the Caribbean, and they used the word huracan, to describe big, strong storms. In recent years, there's been a growing movement to revitalize and preserve these ancestral and endangered languages. Many Indigenous communities have started schools, like the Cochiti Children's Community Learning Center that we're visiting today on the Children's Hour. And programs like these are dedicated to teaching young Native American kids their ancestral languages. These language preservation schools are important because they help pass on the language and traditions from older generations to younger ones. In these schools, children are learning how to speak and sometimes read and write in their native languages, and that connects them deeply to their heritage. What's your mother tongue? What languages did your grandparents speak, or your great-grandparents, or your great-great-grandparents? If they weren't from the United Kingdom, it probably wasn't English. You can find out. Ask your parents. Our mother tongues are important to us, and our Indigenous languages in the United States are part of our collective story. The diversity of our languages is what makes us a strong country. There's a lot more to learn about communication on the Children's Hour. Stick with us. This is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues. That's Grandma's Words by Taliba, and that is sung in Diné. That's Navajo language. And you're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today it is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues. You can learn a lot more The entire series has learning guides that accompanies it. You can find those at childrenshour.org. Look for the series Communication Nation. This is a four-part radio series that the Children's Hour has developed to help us improve our communication with one another and get along. There's a lot more coming up. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque, New Mexico, for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour is provided by United Way of North Central New Mexico. Support provided by the City of Albuquerque and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund. The Children's Hour is supported in part by New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the County of Bernalillo, New Mexico. Many thanks to the users at tokenibis.org, who direct funds to the Children's Hour every week. Keep up with the Children's Hour and subscribe to our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org. This is Communication Nation, Episode 2, Mother Tongues, Part 3, Preventing Extinction of Indigenous Languages. Earlier, we met Dr. Curtis Chavez from the Caries Children's Learning Center in Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico. Here at the Children's Hour, we wanted to hear what it sounded like to be in a Caries language school.
My name is Bernard Suena. I am from Cochiti Pueblo, New Mexico. I was fortunate that I learned the language growing up, where that was my first language, where I didn't have to go to a class and sit down and learn the language. I was fortunate that I was able to speak to my parents, my grandparents, my brothers, my siblings using that language. We used to play games in the plaza, and that's all we had spoke was the Caries language.
On the day of our visit, we met the oldest kids at the Caries school too, four 14-year-olds who were sitting around a table working on a sewing project unlike anything we'd ever seen.
Right now there was Mr. Benny Shando here, and he's volunteering to teach the kids how to make some moccasins. So today we're talking a lot about making holes, about the twine. He's showing us this leather, how they cut it and make it into strips like that. And as you see, they're all making little ones. It's kind of to show them how to make it, just to start it off, and later on they can make some on their own.
When it comes to the school's language classes, Mr. Suena uses a form of education called immersion to teach Cochiti's Caries dialect.
When they're with me, it's like about 100% Caries.
Part of why immersion works is based in science. Research shows that kids learn languages faster than adults, and that's because their brains are growing all the time. It's no big deal for a young brain to make room for a second language. In older people, not so much. The best way for a kid to pick up a language is by listening and practicing.
We do community building. We talk about events that are coming up here in the community, and then we talk about worldwide events that are happening, what's going on in the Middle East. They all contribute to saying something every day. My favorite word is Shoatzim Hupa, which means I love you all.
Kukuese Tinhano Sota. Hi, my name is Marshall, and I'm from Cochiti, New Mexico. My favorite word is imari. That means tortilla.
Hi, my name is Abigail and I'm 11 years old. And my favorite word is hamash. And that means bye or goodbye.
A long time ago, I was afraid of the dark.
I took a long look down deep in my heart. All my fears were inside because I didn't know. There's a light shining for you wherever you go.
That's the legendary Joanne Shenandoah from the CD called All Spirits Sing. She's singing there in her native language, a Mohawk language or Iroquois language from northeastern United States region. You're listening to the Children's Hour today. We're thinking about our mother tongues. And you've been challenged to find out what your ancestral mother tongue is. We'd love to know. Reach out to us. You can write to us at childrenshour.org. There's a contact us page, and there's many ways to reach out. You can leave us a voicemail. You can call us on the phone. You can send us a letter in the mail. You can email info@childrenshour.org. We'd love to hear from you. We've got a little bit more time on the Children's Hour, and we've been thinking about languages and communication and how diverse this nation is. This comes off a release called Why Do We Sing? It's Sam Tsui and Casey Breves right here on the Children's Hour.
Buonanotte. Oyasu minasai. Godano. Urare shvakanaka. Good night.
Kids around the world are looking at the moon.
Some call it Yueliang.
Some say la lune.
Some call it Mwezi or Kamaroon.
Kids get sleepy looking at the moon.
kids around the world are lying in their bed,
whether they say la cama
or crevet, the sound of singing echoes in their head, listening while lying in their bed. In every home,
in every land,
there is a melody that we all understand.
So rest your head,
so close your eyes, and listen to the language of lullabies.
Kids around the world are drifting off to sleep.
Kusinzira,
matulog,
kochi.
Sie zählen Schäfchen,
which means they're counting sheep. Around the world they're drifting off to sleep. In every home, in every land, there is a melody that we all understand. So rest your head,
so rest your head,
so close your eyes,
so close your eyes,
and listen to the language of lullabies. Ranoci.
Good night.
Ratri sawat.
Tisbahala khaya.
Idrajiwa.
Magandang gabi.
Happy washday. Laila to.
Yo, Asa. Salamat sa iyo.
Waliyo. Kuya na.
Saramandri.
Aloha po.
Dobra noc.
Wala
po.
Buenas noches. Kids around the world are listening to a tune.
Call it a lullaby.
Or kechtolaulu.
Ani na na na.
Or a baihatsu. A million different words.
One single thing is true.
In every home.
In every home.
In every land.
Every land.
There is a melody. Understand. So rest your head,
so rest your head,
so close your eyes,
so close your eyes,
and listen to the language.
Gute Nacht.
Listen to the language.
To the language.
Listen to the language.
Devotional, my lady. Oh, devotional, my lady. Ve'akulam. Oh, devotional, my lady. Oh, devotional, my lady. Oh, devotional, my lady. Ve'akulam. Salam. Aleinu ve'akol ha'olam. Salam.
Oh, devotional, my lady, ve'akulam.
That's the Mosaic Project from a release called Children's Songs for Peace. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. This episode is called Mother Tongues. It's part two of our four-part radio series, Communication Nation. There's curriculum that goes with this series, and you can find it all at childrenshour.org. We have time for one more on the Children's Hour, and as we think about our incredible diversity of this nation of languages going back thousands and thousands of years, I can't help but think that we all laugh in the same language. This is Bozo and Pals, right here on the Children's Hour. We'll catch you next time.
Everybody laughs in the same language. Everybody laughs. In the same language.
Chuckle, 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 giggle, giggle, ha, ha, ho, ho, he, 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 he.
Same for you, same for me. I saw this guy in Paris, France. He was laughing when he saw a clown in baggy pants. Sounded like a friend of mine in Carolina. He laughed exactly like a guy I've met in China. Everybody laughs. In the same language. Everybody laughs. In the same language. Same for you, same for me. Well, if you ever travel out beyond the stars, and someone slips on a banana on Venus or Mars, you won't need to translate or sign with your hands. Laughter is something everyone understands. Same for you, same for me. In Portugal or Spain or up in Bangor, Maine, if something's really funny, everybody acts the same. Everybody laughs in the same language. Everybody laughs in the same language.
Chuckle, 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 giggle, giggle, ha, ha, ho, ho, he, 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 he.
Same for you, same for me.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
Today's show was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, along with help from senior producer Christina Stella. Lorraine Archibald writes our educational materials, Chad Shear is our live engineer, and Thaniel is our intern.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.
Radio that's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9.
Here we go.